Our scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah. And all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense, and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. Here ends the reading.
I thank our brother in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate that. I invite you to join with me in an attitude of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for this word of hope, and a word that reminds us that you are always mindful of us, and that you always seek to remind us of your presence. Help us to simply be open, and maybe even vulnerable, to your grace in each and every breath of this journey. It's in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. Epiphany, and today is Epiphany Sunday, is a time in the church calendar that is easily forgotten. Okay? Let's face it. What have we just got done doing and fretting about, and maybe even struggling through? Christmas! And sometimes, I don't know if you're like other people, once it's all done, you can hardly wait to get the decorations done. You go, phew, done for another year. Because there's something about it that we struggle about, and we continue to aim for a particular goal at Christmas, the perfect Christmas, the Hallmark Christmas. You know, we've been watching a lot of those Hallmark movies, and on the Hallmark Channel, they had one Christmas movie after another, after another, after another, and we were watching that, but there was an interesting theme, because you think about it being all wonderful and bright and happy, but generally, even in those Hallmark movies, what happens? There's something that's a great challenge that needs to be overcome, isn't there? And there's a difficulty that needs to be conquered, and it only happens by showing faith in the end, by really being open to God. That's what I would say it. They can't say it, but that's what I would say it as, being open to God in the end and getting through those difficulties only by the grace of God. Epiphany, therefore, is a reminder, most of all, of God's grace. By the way, if there's any of you that keep up your Christmas decorations all year long, good for you. I personally love Christmas decorations. And I think it's wonderful. And I think that if I came to visit one of you in your home and you still had your tree up, I would not look at you like, are you okay? Everything okay? I would celebrate that with you. Because I think there's something that we need to continue to carry with us from the quote-unquote Christmas season. We need to carry it with us into the new year. And that is that the light of Christ has come into the world. The light of Christ has come into the world and will never be extinguished. And who are the bearers of that light? We are. And if the light of Christ will never be extinguished, no matter what difficulties and no matter what challenges we're going through, guess what? That light will never go out in us either. And that's where our hope is. It really is. No matter what challenges we face, no matter what difficult decisions we have in front of us, that light continues to burn inside. And it reminds us that God is with us on the journey. That, my friends, is a wonderful thing to celebrate, isn't it? And that's why Epiphany and all the images of light originally in the church were one of three of the major times of year of celebration. Yeah. Epiphany, Easter, and Pentecost. Now, it's interesting that in the church in the modern day, how two of those have kind of faded, huh? Epiphany, certainly, has kind of faded. That's kind of ironic because it's all about light. And Pentecost certainly has faded as well. You know, Pentecost is one of those interesting times of year that, especially if you live in a hot climate, where could that be? And you're a minister, and you have the option of wearing a robe along with a stole. It's one of the only times of the year that I get a chance to wear a red stole, and I have to think, do I want to wear my robe in 120-degree heat? I'm not sure about that. So I don't wear my red often, you know, for Pentecost. So I think that's another reason why it kind of goes by us. Now, Easter, obviously, is what defines us. We are Easter people all year long. In fact, this very Sunday, this Epiphany Sunday, guess what? We're still Easter people. We're people of the resurrection of hope. Isaiah, and in this particular chunk from Isaiah, it speaks of people being brought back home. People being brought back to their homeland, the land that God, their God, promised them. The people had been in exile and had been kind of under the thumb of other rulers, the Babylonians. And this talks about a time when they are going to be able to come back and feel God's warmth and love again. And not only that, but other nations will see them as blessed as well. Other nations will see God working in their lives, and the nation of Israel will be lifted up, and all other nations will be looking to them for leadership. Now, how does that communicate to modern-day Christians? Well, it communicates in this way. Again, the light of the world, Jesus, we bear that light. We're called to be bearers of that light. So others are going to be looking to see how Jesus is alive in our lives. You know, I've shared that phrase. I didn't come up with it. I'm willing to steal good phrases anytime. So go ahead and email them to me. Keep those coming. That phrase, you might be the only Bible that somebody sees. Okay? Somebody who's searching, somebody who doesn't even know that they're searching. And they're looking and they're thirsty, they're hungry. They're not exactly sure even what they're looking for. And they're separated from God, or they feel they're separated from God. And they encounter you. And what are they going to see? Think about that just for a second. What are they going to encounter? Are they going to encounter this are they going to encounter this? Don't you dare cut in front of me. Don't take that last sale item off the shelf. Don't you dare do it. Or are they going to encounter this? Let me get under a light so I really shine. Kind of a shine off of that right now. Is that shining right now? Polish? Yeah. So I put on an extra coat of turtle wax this morning just for all of you. Just for all of you. What are they going to see? Now, partly the choice is up to us, okay? But partly God has already started the work. Whenever we open ourselves and whenever we claim that name of Christian, that means God has already started. And on the cross and in the empty tomb, we're reminded of the work of salvation, resurrection, and redemption. That God has already started. God has already started that in you as well and in your heart. How do you live that? How do you share that? How do you share that light of Christ that's in you to the world? We don't need to be reminded that it's needed now more than ever. But I want to read the New Revised Standard verse 5 in this, and then I want to read from the Jewish Study Bible. It's a little bit different, but I want you to hear the imagery. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice. Now hear the Jewish Study Bible. As you behold, you will glow. Your heart will throb and thrill. I love that. You'll glow. Now, does that mean that we are always going to be happy and joyous? No, not at all. But we do understand that we can have peace. And we do understand that we are called to bear the light. We're not the light, okay? Don't put that pressure on yourself. But we are called to bear the light of Jesus to others. It can be in a really very subtle way, and it can be in a way that you have no idea that it's going on, you know? And only later does somebody say, hey, thank you for, and they're talking to you about something that you did or maybe said or a note or an email or some way that you spoke to them or reminded them of that light of the world, and you have no idea about it. For us, it doesn't have to be in the big things, in dramatic ways. It's in the subtle, everyday living as disciples of Jesus Christ, as people of God, as channels of the Holy Spirit, as the bearers of the light of the world, that we build God's kingdom. My friends, if you're feeling separated from God in whatever way, know that God loves you. If you're wanting to kind of rekindle that light of Christ that's in you, okay, be ready to share it with the world. You have a wonderful opportunity this very morning at the table. Communion is many things, and I'd ask those who will be serving communion, stewards, to come forward. For those that are coming out of our congregation, if you would stand right here, just stand right here on the lower level. For those from the choir, you can stay up here. Communion means many different things. But this morning, I'd like you to think of it in this way. It is an opportunity to rekindle that flame of Christ in you. thinking about what Jesus did for you. Thinking about the hope and the love that we have to remind others of. You know, Jesus himself gathered with his disciples. And when he gathered with them, he did something extraordinary. He broke bread. That probably wasn't that extraordinary because they ate regularly and they celebrated the goodness of food regularly. But then he said, "This is my body and it's broken for you." And he said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Whenever you receive this, remember that you are part of my body." Remember that flame inside of us of Christ? How do we share it? We're reminded as we taste of this, we're part of the body of Christ. The body of Christ broken for the people of God, and we are the people of God. Thanks be to God. And once again, he did something extraordinary. It was a common, everyday kind of thing. They poured out the drink along with the supper. Again, remember what I said, sometimes sharing the light of Christ comes in common everyday things that we do. And as he poured out the cup, and as he offered it to them, he said, "This is my blood shed for you. You can remember every time you receive this that you are forgiven. You are forgiven. You are redeemed. You are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, you are my people, and you can point others towards me as well." The blood of Christ shed for you, the people of God. We are the people of God. Thanks be to God. The ushers will receive the elements, and then you will be directed to come forward. The communion stewards will receive the elements, and you are directed to come forward by the ushers. This is an open table. Everyone is welcome to communion.